This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There is a story today that's part geopolitics, part straight-up global economy, also part energy and how we use it. Qatar in the Persian Gulf, one of the smallest members of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC, in other words, says it's going to leave the cartel in January after nearly six decades as a member in good standing. It's going to do so, it said, to focus on natural gas. Marketplace's Andy Euler explains what's going on.
Worldwide consumption of natural gas more than doubled between 1980 and 2010, a trend that continues today. The biggest reason, natural gas is more often a cheaper way to produce electricity than coal.
As long as you can keep it cheap, the more natural gas power plants that are built, the more homes that use gas for, you know, cooking and heating and all of these things, I mean, the more demand there will be out there.
Joshua Rhodes at the University of Texas at Austin's Energy Institute, he says natural gas is also cleaner than coal.
And if we have a carbon-constrained world, you know, it could be part of the pathway that a lot of countries, you know, say that they're going to use to get there.
Most natural gas is transported through pipelines, but that doesn't help get gas from, say, Qatar to Japan. You have to transform the gas.
When you cool the gas, it shrinks by a factor of 600.
Nico Safos with the Center for Strategic and International Studies, he says liquefying natural gas allows exporters to put a lot of it on big ships.
And what happened was around 2010-11, the United States became the best place to do LNG.
That's because fracking led to an abundance of natural gas here with no place to go. And because there was so much of it, the U.S. could sell it for less.
So money that would have previously gone to Qatar, Australia, Russia, that money now went to the United States.
This year, the U.S. became a net natural gas exporter for the first time since 1957. Some natural gas export terminals approved back in 2010 are just now starting to go online, with more terminals coming in the next couple of years.
And within a few years, the United States is going to be the third largest exporter of liquefied natural gas in the world.
Right now, number three is Malaysia. Australia exports the second most LNG. The number one exporter, Qatar. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.